My favorite thing that happens every week is our Thursday prayer gathering. We've been showing these anointed videos, and we went all the way through them, and I just started them over. And this time, I leave the piano, and I come to right here, and I get on my knees, and I pray as they're talking. There's such an anointing upon these videos. I just sit here and pray in the spirit as I'm listening. And I believe that the Lord is going to use these, because I am praying for what? An awakening. I'm not just singing songs, I'm praying songs. I'm not just reading the word, I'm praying the word. I'm praying in the spirit with words understood, with words unknown, without words. Sometimes praying is just grunts, anybody? I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to begin a new series today entitled, are you ready for this? Awakening. And isn't it appropriate? Isn't it appropriate that we all lost an hour of sleep last night? Oh, thank you, Jesus. We need some awakening this morning. I miss that hour of sleep. Anybody miss that hour of sleep? Now, don't make it up right now. Okay? Because if you start falling asleep, I start to get louder. I know it's hard, and I try not to yell at you, but I just start yelling at you. Would you grab those Bibles? Would you turn to what? Now, this one hides. Habakkuk. You can cheat. You can cheat and look in the front of your Bible and see, now, where are you hiding, Habakkuk? See if you can find him. Habakkuk chapter 3. I'll give you a little extra time to find him. Your Bible might not have a marking like mine does. There's just, you know, there's this thing right here in Habakkuk 3. Y'all don't have that? Mine's right there, Habakkuk 3. Oh, I open it and it's Psalms. Habakkuk 3. Once you found it, I'd love you to stand to your feet for the reading of God's word this morning. Habakkuk chapter 3. The prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. O Lord, I have heard your speech. And I was afraid. O Lord, revive your work. In the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Anybody need mercy? If you're breathing, you need mercy. Mercy. I say, Lord, have mercy so much that my in-laws gave me a plaque and it hangs in my office. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Friend, that's the answer. Praise is always the answer. Always. God shows up when we praise. God inhabits praise. So if you're struggling, start praising God and he shows up. If you're struggling, find a way. If maybe you're struggling getting along with somebody, praise is the answer. Look for something to praise in that relationship. And God shows up. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Oh, shine, Jesus. Before him went pestilence. Fever followed at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. Can you say it? His ways are everlasting. Come on, somebody say it. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. O Lord, Were you displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the river? Was your wrath against the sea that you rode on those horses? Your chariots of salvation? Ooh, we need some chariots of salvation. Your bow was made quite ready. Oaths were sworn over your arrows. You divided the earth with rivers. Anybody believe in the Creator? This stuff didn't just happen, friend. You were knit together by a Creator. Our world was created. You divided the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and trembled. We tremble before you, Father. We tremble before you, Jesus. We tremble before you, Holy Spirit. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice. I love that psalm that says deep calling unto deep, the waterfall of his love. Deep, deep, the deep utters its voice. Dig us deep, Lord, and lifted its hands on high. The sun, the moon stood still in their habitations. At the light of your arrows they went. At the shining of your glittering spear, you marched through the land in indignation. You trampled the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for salvation with your anointed. Anointing, fall on me. You struck the head from the house of the wicked by laying bare from foundation to neck. You thrust through with his arrows the head of his villages. They came out like a whirlwind to scatter me. Man, this prophet knows how to talk. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And we're reading these words. Their rejoicing was like feasting on the poor in secret. You walked through the sea with your horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my body trembled. I love the imagery of Scripture. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones. And I trembled in myself that I might, somebody see this, rest in the day of trouble. Woo-hoo! That's a Holy Ghost dance place right there. That I might what? Rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. And I'll tell you what, this is faith, friend. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Say it. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high heels. To the chief musician with stringed. Anybody got a cello with them this morning? We need a cello up in here this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, that name that is above every other name, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the mystery of your word. There are words in this chapter that are beyond our understanding. And anybody who says they've got Habakkuk 3 all figured out scares me to death. God, I thank you for the mystery of your word. I thank you for the imagery of your word. I thank you for the power that is in these words. Lord, may these words go deep within us and change us from the inside out. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eugene Peterson writes that the circumstances that aroused Habakkuk took place in the 7th century BC. The prophet realized that God was going to use the godless military machine of Babylon to bring God's judgment on God's own people, using a godless nation to punish a godly nation. It didn't make sense. And Habakkuk, man, Nathaniel, we should have named you Habakkuk. That's a fun name right there. Or Sosina, do you have, put Sosina Habakkuk. Come on. Sam says it's too late now. It didn't make sense, though. Habakkuk says he was quick and he was bold to say so. What's up, God? What you doing, Lord? He dared to voice his feelings that God didn't know his own God business. What, Habakkuk, what are you doing? Not a day has passed since then that one of us hasn't picked up and repeated Habakkuk's bafflement. Anybody been baffled lately? God, you don't seem to make sense. But this prophet, this companion who stands at our side, does something even more important. He waits and he listens. Somebody write that down. He waits and he listens. Wait, listen, trust, wait, listen, trust. Come on, wait, listen, trust. It is in his waiting, it is in his listening, which is the deepest of praying. If you just come with your lists, you're missing out, friend. Do some more waiting. Do some more waiting on the Lord. He found himself inhabiting the large world of God's sovereignty. Only there did he eventually realize that the believing in God life, the steady trusting in God life, is the full life, the only real life. Habakkuk started out exactly where we start out, with our puzzled complaints and our God accusations. Come on. But he didn't stay there. Oh, I know too many people that stay in the puzzled complaint, that stay in the God accusation. He didn't stay there. Hello. He ended up in the world along with us, where every detail in our lives of love for God is worked out into something good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I think Habakkuk ends his little book. You know, they call it a minor. I don't call it minor. I think he's major. Look at how he ends. Man, if I got nothing, I'm still going to praise. I'm still going to believe that God is good no matter what. While I was sitting with Habakkuk this week, while I was meditating on his word, I found myself enraptured with just a few little words of chapter 3. We're not going to, I don't know how, we might take a little while getting through this, because it was just a few words that absolutely exploded out of my Bible. I'm talking about seriously bursting heart, palpitating overflow. I was sitting in my office going, woo! Okay, Lord. Look at verse 2. Oh Lord, I have heard your speech. That's right there. That's today. Oh Lord, I have heard your speech. Does God talk? Friend, I'm telling you right now, God is talking, and lately, he is loud. God is constantly speaking. Can't you hear him? He's getting louder. Is this just me? Does anybody agree with me? Is God loud right now? Have you ever heard somebody complain, I just never hear God speaking? What? I just never hear God speaking. These people who say, thus saith the Lord and all this, I just never hear God speaking. Open your Bible! Open your Bible! My sister growing up, she'd always look at me and say, Paul, duh. Paul, duh. You haven't heard God speak? Open your Bible. He's so loud in between those words. If you really invite the Spirit as you sit and open his word, he starts to get loud. Open your Bible, duh. You can hear God's voice anytime, anytime, anywhere, simply by opening your Bible, duh. You can hear God speak anytime, anywhere, simply by reading the word. God supernaturally inspired, 40 authors over a period of 1,600 years to complete this love letter, friends. After the Bible was written in Hebrew, written in Greek, many people were martyred. I mean, there are people that painstakingly transcribe the words that are sitting on your lap. There are people who lost their lives so that you could have that Bible sitting on your lap. People were martyred because they translated it into a modern language. Lee Grady exclaims, he says, God went to a lot of trouble to complete his book, yet today Bibles are collecting dust. I think Lee was a little bit mean, wasn't he? But he's telling the truth. When you approach this book, ask the Spirit to meet you in its pages. Don't just read it. Let it read you. The more you sit with your Bible, the more it reads you. Expect God to speak directly to you from Scripture, and he will. You get what you're looking for. All these people that everything's falling apart every day, they're getting what they are looking for. We're getting what we're expecting. Our words create our way. Our thoughts create our way. There is power in every thought, in every word spoken for life, for death. Expect God to speak directly to you from Scripture, and he will. Expect it, friend. You can hear God's voice through the supernatural inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Anybody believe that? You can hear God's voice through the supernatural inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I want all that God has for me. How about you? Every fruit? Come on. Every fruit of the Spirit, every gift of the Spirit. Are you satisfied with what you got? I want more of Jesus. I want all that God has for me. It's called a holy dissatisfaction. I'm not talking about not having any peace. This is separate from that. There's this holy dissatisfaction that says, I want all that God has for me. Every gift, every fruit. He is comforter. He is counselor, wanting to actively speak to us through us. There is no limit to all the Holy Spirit wants to do. Dreams, visions, warnings, conviction, not condemnation. I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit's conviction. Remember the difference? What's the difference? It's simple. Conviction says I can. Condemnation says I can't. Simple. Remember that. It makes me think of this quote that I saw this week. Fear is what if, and faith is even if. That's powerful. Fear is what if, faith is even if. That's what Habakkuk was talking about at the end of this book. Even if, even if, even if, even if, even if. I'm going to praise even if. Faith, glory, that's good. Truth is, the Spirit may speak most often, according to 1 Kings chapter 19, in what? Do you remember this story? The still, small voice. I want you to write down 1 Kings 19. If you haven't looked at that book, if you haven't looked at that story recently, write it down, check it out this week. 1 Kings chapter 19, the still, check out that story of Elijah at the cave. It's so good. Man, that story never gets old. And let me tell you right now, the biggest job that the Holy Spirit has with me is shutting me up. Anybody else? You're laughing, but it's the truth. If you've got the Spirit in you, if you've invited the Holy Spirit in, If you're not messing around, you don't want to just get saved and then you're done. No, you've said, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. If you're serious about this thing and the Holy Spirit is in you, his biggest job is just shutting you up. If the Holy Spirit isn't shutting your mouth very, very often, I wonder if you really know him. Because our biggest problem is this tongue. It sets a fire. James said that. If you aren't baptized in the Holy Spirit, seek him for a fresh infilling. For God speaks in supernatural ways through his Holy Spirit. I want you to remember the promise of Luke 11:13. If you, then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Ask, seek, knock. More, more, more. I can't get enough, friend. I can't get enough. You can hear God's voice through people. So what have we talked about so far? You can hear God speak through the Bible, duh. You can hear God speak through, supernaturally through the Holy Spirit. And third, you can hear God's voice through what? God's people. The Lone Ranger is American. It's not Christian. That may be a sermon series all by itself. I got to be careful this time. Nationalism versus gospel. Uh-oh, let's stay friends. Okay, I'm still your friend. Repeat after me. I can still love people and disagree with them. Somebody say it. I can still love people and disagree with them. We forgot this. It's like our brains fell out our left ear during all this mess, and we forgot that we can still love people and disagree with them. Quick, let's move on. I don't want to get in trouble with that one. God never intended for us to live in isolation. We need one another. Come on, look at your neighbor, say, I need you. I need you. I need you. We are part of the body of Christ. We are the church. Yes, I said the church. Sometimes you got to take out the R. You will hear God better when you are in fellowship with his people. This is why it's dangerous to say, oh, let's just all watch television and that's our church. That's dangerous because we need one another. We need a hug. We need a high five. We need a handshake. We need a how are you? You will hear God better when you are in fellowship with his people. Nothing shuts up heaven quicker than bitterness. Unforgiveness shuts heaven up. God can speak through his people. God can speak through crazy preachers. I mean, even if you don't agree with everything that preacher says, he can speak to you. I watch all kinds of preachers, and I don't agree with everything that they say. But I'll tell you what, God speaks to me through these preachers. He can speak through a friend's wise counsel. He can speak through a motherly or fatherly rebuke. Remember those? We need those again. I love you enough to say, come on. Stop. That's my new sermon. The title of my sermon today is God Speaks, Duh. I love you enough to say this isn't working. A mentor's phone call. I have somebody in my life, and I don't know why I'm getting weepy about it, but all of a sudden I'll get a text. What's going on, Paul? I mean, isn't God good? What's going on, Paul? Pastor Brent, always, right when I need him. What's going on, Paul? I'm like, good grief, how do you even know nothing? It must be the Holy Spirit, duh! A prophetic word. We've all been afraid of prophecy lately. It's been abused a lot, right? A prophetic word, thus saith the Lord, has been abused a lot. We have to be careful with it. We have to tiptoe with it because of all the abuse. Which is why I always take people to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's go there right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Let's go there real quick. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love, desire spiritual gifts. This is what I was just talking about, more of the Holy Spirit. But especially, what are we supposed to pursue the most? What is that word? Prophecy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. And this is the part I really want you to hear. Verse 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. He who prophesies, oh, please get this. He who prophesies speaks what? Edification. What's the other word? Exhortation. What's the other word? Comfort. What? I've heard a lot of prophecy that did not have edification, that did not have exhortation, that did not have comfort, and I wonder if it's prophecy. Because prophecy, if you prophesy, I'll get it right. Sometimes it takes me 3 times. There's got to be exhortation. There's got to be a lifting up, not a tearing down. If it's tearing down, if it's doom and gloom, I wonder if that's from the Holy Spirit. You can hear God's voice through circumstance. You can hear God's voice through circumstance. Now, this is the one that's very easily misunderstood. Ooh, friend, be careful. You got to be careful with all these. You got to test it with the word. That's why I started with the word duh. This is the one that's very easily misunderstood, because not everything that happens to you is God's perfect will. But God is sovereign. He has power over all things. He opens doors no man can shut. Woo! He opens doors no man can shut. He closes doors no man can open. I choose to only believe in spite of circumstance, and sometimes with circumstance, which means I trust he allows things for a reason. Guess what? We're right back to my life verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I never go very far from it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Your noggin's getting you in trouble. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. See, I don't believe in coincidence. I see divine appointments all around me every day. I call them God-cidences. There's no such thing as coincidence. There's only God-cidence. When I'm prayer walking, especially when I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm more open. But I want to be open 24/7, and I'm so far from that. I'm so easily disconnected. Anybody like me? I want to stay plugged in. I want to stay connected. Because as soon as I disconnect, that's when I do stupid things. I happened upon a devotional from Northwest University. I love my alma mater. I love that place. I was just there recently, just driving around, and it has changed so much. Big surprise. This devotional was entitled, God Speaks Through Circumstance. God-cidence. It starts with, it says, God's voice can take many different shapes, many different sizes. Elijah, we already talked about this, heard God in the stillness. For Peter, God's voice came as a vision. David heard God through worship, through adoration. Oh man, I'll tell you what, sometimes I really hear God sitting at that piano. Jesus withdrew in prayer over and over and over. Maybe we should withdraw in prayer over and over. I mess things up. I gotta pray about every little thing. We blow things up. We've got to pray just to make it today. Anybody remember that? Anyway, sorry about that. Moses saw God in the burning bush. God communicated to the Israelites on stone tablets. Paul beheld the blinding brightness of the glorified Jesus. For Joseph, the father of Jesus, God came in a dream. Our hope lies not in how God speaks. Woo! Not in how God speaks, but in the fact that God does speak. My family is still laughing at me about that last thing I did. My wife's jiggling. She's laughing it so hard. When we study these biblical names, it can be easy to put these people on a spiritual pedestal. Oh, God did a burning bush for Moses. Well, friend, that was after he murdered somebody. Think about that for a minute. God works with what he's got. He works with donkeys. He makes donkeys talk. I'm proof. Thinking that they were perfect followers of God with their whole lives figured out. There's a reason why that Bible is full of drama. In reality, each of these figures were also sinful human beings, except, of course, Jesus, because I did reference Jesus, and he was spotless. make sure that you understand that, because we're in trouble if he wasn't. With real issues, these guys, real problems, real circumstances that they needed God to speak to and show up in. Anybody got some real circumstance that you need God to speak to and show up in? Wait on the Lord for a word. I can't tell you how many times I've waited on the Lord for a word and he's come. And sometimes the words don't always make sense. And I have to think about them for a lot. Sometimes it comes at 2 a.m. and it's two words. And I go, okay, Lord, what does that mean? It makes me feel like I'm insane. Don't shake your head and say, yeah, you might be. God still speaks. The story of Philip and the Ethiopian demonstrates one way that God speaks through and direct to circumstances. In Acts chapter 8, verse 26, God speaks to Philip. He says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. God spoke to Philip and just said, go. And so Philip, trusting God, he went south on the desert road and met the Ethiopian. Anybody remember this story? Acts chapter 8. The Ethiopian was reading the book of what? Isaiah. And he didn't understand what he was reading. And all of a sudden, Philip got in the chariot with the Ethiopian and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to him. Talk about a God-cidence. That, my friend, is quite the God-cidence. The Ethiopian put his trust in Jesus and was so excited about his new life that when he saw water, he urged Philip, hey, baptize me. Hello, we just baptized some beautiful Ethiopians last Sunday. Woo! I'm still celebrating that. Angle Lake Neighborhood Church. Last week, we got to do that too. And I adopted some beautiful Ethiopians and they've been baptized too. So that's five right there. I've baptized Ethiopians. And this is my favorite part. Something supernatural took place in Acts 8:39. Anybody remember? What happened? Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the Ethiopians saw him no more. Holy moly. Wow, I'm ready, Lord. Could you imagine if I just disappeared from the baptismal last week? Where'd Paul go? I believe the Bible is true. I believe God can do anything, anytime. God can do what he wants to do. Shake up the ground. Fall my tradition. Break down the walls of my religion. Your way, God, not mine. Your kingdom come, your will be done. I'm ready, Lord. Philip let his geographical circumstances guide him as he remained a willing vessel. We need to surrender. A willing vessel for God's kingdom. Through Philip's obedience and letting God speak to him and guide his circumstance, the Ethiopian was saved, baptized, and his life was made new. Let the circumstances of your life be a vessel to hear God speaking to you and directing you. Look for kingdom opportunity. Wake up! Oh God, I'm praying for an awakening. Wake up, church. Look for kingdom opportunity. I love Angle Lake Neighborhood Church, but I'm about the kingdom of God. His will, his way. Look for kingdom opportunities in whatever circumstance, location, situation. Maybe it's not just random. Maybe it's not unexpected. Maybe it's a divine appointment from God. God is speaking to you and nudging you to act in a certain way. Plug in, friend. Plug in more. Plug in, for God is speaking. You may have noticed that today's entire message was inspired by just a few words in Habakkuk 3. We may be here for a while. Lord, send an awakening. Lord, send an awakening. Lord, send an awakening. Father, we're waiting on you.
Voice. now be filled with your voice. Speak, O God. Speak, O God. Receive this blessing this morning.